Thank you, worship team. It is great to give thanks, isn't it? Well, the story is told of two men who were walking through a field one day when they spotted an enraged bull. Instantly, they darted towards the nearest fence. The stormy bull followed in hot pursuit, and it was soon apparent that they wouldn't make it. Terrified, the one shouted to the other, "Put up a prayer, John. We're in for it." And John answered, "I can't. I've never made a public prayer in my life." "But your daddy was a preacher. Surely he taught you some sort of prayer." "So pray, John, pray. The bull is catching up to us." "All right," John panted. "I'll say the only prayer I know, the one my father used to repeat at the table. Oh, Lord, for what we are about to receive, make us truly thankful." Well, we're here today to give thanks. And hopefully not only to give thanks, but to feel thankful. Some of us may not feel thankful. We feel worried. We feel like the bull is catching up to us. We feel anxious, concerned, lonely, distressed. If we were to extend a thanksgiving offering to friends and family, how would you do it? Now you know how it goes. You may write a generic email and you copy it over and over, adding something personal at the beginning or the end of the letter. But most letters say the same thing. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be grateful to God. Hope you have a pleasant time with your family. You know, things like that. But as you write to your sister Jane, you think about her son. He was driving a car last week and was in a tragic accident. His girlfriend was killed instantly, and he has not awakened from the coma yet. It's sometimes hard to give thanks. Or sending Thanksgiving greeting to Bob as you told him to remember to give thanks, you thought about how this may be his last Thanksgiving because his cancer is spreading. It's sometimes hard to give thanks. Or to a cousin, Joe, he's struggling with his mother who can no longer remember what his name is. It's sometimes hard to give thanks. While the economy is getting better, there are still those that maybe are unemployed or underemployed, and here we have wars going on all over, and we're concerned about homeland security, and our soldiers are still fighting. It's sometimes hard to give thanks. And here is Jesus saying, don't worry about your life. So what is your Thanksgiving like? Is it joy and gratitude, or is it anxiety and worry? The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, said something very similar when he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say it again, rejoice." Paul was always giving thanks to God. In his letter, he wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." In his letter to Timothy, Paul urged us to constantly lift up all sorts of prayers, including prayers of thanksgiving for everyone. And before you say that it was easy for Jesus or Paul or for others to give thanks because of their being a spiritual giant and had it simple, well, think again. Paul talked about his difficulties of his life in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Here's what he said. I have worked hard. I have been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in dangers from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, and in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled, and I have gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and I've often gone without food. I've been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. And yet this man said, give thanks always. He meant we should be thankful when things are going great. And he also meant we should be thankful when things are not going our way. It's hard to be thankful when someone in your family passes away, when your health is threatening, when you lose your job or face failures in life. And yet Paul wrote, give thanks in all circumstances. Paul knew hard times, and he knew he should give thanks to God even in the most difficult of situations. But yet, it's difficult to be thankful in all situations. There was a Scottish preacher by the name of Alexander White, once known for his uplifting prayers in the pulpit. He always found something for which to be grateful for. So one Sunday, the weather was very gloomy, and one of the church members thought, certainly this preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord on this wretched day like this. Well, much to his surprise, however, Witt began by praying, we thank thee, Lord, that it's not always like this. There's a story from Budapest about a man who goes to the rabbi and complains. Life is unbearable, he said. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do? Well, the rabbi answers, take your goat and put him into the room with you. Well, the man questioned, but the rabbi insisted. Do as I say and come back in a week. A week later, the man comes back more distraught than before. We can't stand it, he says to the rabbi. The goat is filthy. The rabbi then tells him, well, go home and let the goat out and come back in a week. Well, the radiant man returns to the rabbi a week later, explaining, life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it. Now that there's no goat and there's only 9 of us. So, is the goat still in your house, or have you let him out? Being thankful in all situations is sometimes more a matter of having, it's more than a matter of having a positive attitude. It's more than just looking on the bright side. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Trust. Trust is the total confidence in the integrity, ability, and good character of another. Trust is to put your confidence in the Lord's integrity. He is faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. He has great integrity. Secondly, he has great ability. He is the God of the impossible. He can do anything. And thirdly, he has perfect character. He is loving, caring, compassionate, gentle, and kind. We can trust him with all our heart. Trust doesn't mean I don't understand. I don't need to understand, and sometimes I don't understand. But if I will submit my situation to him, he promises to make my path straight. The Isaiah prophet wrote in Isaiah 40, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary or tired, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths go tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." The Israelites were complaining that they felt like the Lord had no longer concern for them. But the prophet here affirms that God is the creator of the world who rules all nations. He is never lacking in strength or wisdom. He has the capacity to empower those who are weary if they will trust in him. He is the sovereign God who rules and reigns over the heavens and the earth. And he knows everything. He knows what you're going through. And yet, he says, if you will just trust me, if you will just trust me and not lean to your own understanding and submit your ways to me, I will make your path straight. What a tremendous promise. One of the hymns that are sung at Thanksgiving time was written by a German pastor by the name of Martin Ringhart. It was long ago in the 1600s, amid the darkness of what was called the 30-year war. Hundreds of people were dying. Martin Ringhart is said to have buried 5,000 of his parishioners in 1 year. An average of 15 a week. His parish was ravaged by war, death, and economic disaster. In the heart of that darkness was the cries of fear outside his window. He sat down and wrote this poem that we are going to sing here in a moment. Listen to these words. "Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath led us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Thankfulness to God is not simply a self-centered appreciation for the things God does for us or the things God gives to us. Thankfulness is God-centered appreciation for his faithfulness in our lives. Could we stand and sing with the worship team?